KSRO celebrates 80 years on the air in Sonoma County. Here's Curtis Kim and Steve Garner.
I still run into a lot of ex-KSRO people, as a matter of fact. Fred Wayne, he used to do afternoons at KSRO, and I would run into him when he was still working as a TV reporter for CNN out in the field. Tim Ryan used to be a reporter with Jim Grady in the mornings. He is now at KCBS with me. And so is Larry Schirone. He used to be the news director of KSRO. He's also a main anchor at KCBS. So we often talk about our times working for KSRO. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that, but yeah. And it's not all bad. We have some good memories of working at the station.
I think there's still a strong sense of community that KSRO has, although we certainly have a portion of our program that's syndicated and out of the county. We have morning and afternoon anchors that are completely local. We have weekends that for my show and other people on Sunday that are completely local. So I think people, which is encouraging on the shows when we get calls, it's not just my age and older. There's a lot of younger voices that are calling Garden Talk and participating in the Good Food Hour. And when we're out in the community, Gwen Kilcher, me, John Ash, a lot of young people, when I say young, I mean people in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
That are saying, oh, we never miss the show. Winemakers that are young listen to the show. Restaurateurs listen to the show. One of the major brewers here in Santa Rosa, we didn't know this when we had him on the show a number of years ago, said, I moved to Sonoma County in the mid-90s, and the first show I turned on was your show, John Ash and You. And I've listened to it for 20 years.
Celebrating 80 years, 1937.
You made me love you.
To 2017. This is Sonoma County's KSRO.